Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to the Weekly Noodle. It's the official podcast of Spaghetti Records. I am in the studio today with Bill, Dave, Ben, and Andrew, the founders of Spaghetti Records, who stopped by to talk about their vision and some plans they have for the record label, the music they will be releasing. So, guys, how's it going?
Great.
Swell.
You took my word, Andrew.
I'm sorry. Peachy. Hold on. Let me start over. You can keep swell. I'll think of something else. Go ahead, Ben.
I'm not want your sloppy second swell, man. I'm peachy. All right.
All right. Swell, good, great, peachy keen, fab, fantastic. We've got the the Fab Five here. We've got one extra. So who's Pete best? I think that's the question that we're gonna sort out later. All right, so let's get into things. We're here to talk about Spaghetti Records. You guys are the founders of Spaghetti Records. So tell us about Spaghetti Records. What is it? How did it all come together? What's going on with Spaghetti Records?
Yeah, good question. Well, the short answer is it kind of started as sort of a collective and just a group of people that all worked on music independently, and then to some extent with, you know, there were pairings within that that worked together, and it just kind of grew over time and quickly became apparent that rather than a band, it was a lot of bands, and it started to just become obvious to us that what we were looking at was a label.
Yeah. I think one of the things that's not just like a, you know, a collective of like guys who love punk or musicians or whatever, it was, you know, we're all pretty open-minded musically and have a lot of different interests, and we just wanted to make the music that was inspiring us at the moment. So can't just have one band.
Yeah. It's like a octopus. It's a lot of tentacles reaching out all over the place. It's just a big, massive, sprawling project.
But basically, one brain. With one brain.
Yeah.
One very smart brain.
Yeah.
It's true. Octopuses are
octopi.
Octopodes, I think, is another option. They are very smart, though.
It's true.
Very, very cool. So, you know, I've known a few of you for a little while now, and it seems like you're definitely a little cabal of multi-instrumentalist whack-a-jobs. So, you know, this makes a lot of sense to me.
Steal that? Because I'm thinking about future bands, and that would be an excellent band name.
I think the multi-instrumentalist whack-jobs would be, it's a Detroit punk band if I've ever heard one.
And it's an accurate descriptor, so.
Shades of Primus, I think.
That's a keeper.
Somewhat obviously, given that you've asked me here to interview you guys for a podcast called The Weekly Noodle, I think it's fairly safe to assume that there's a podcast called The Weekly Noodle. And I'm just hazarding a guess here that maybe that has something to do with the whole Spaghetti Records vibe. So tell us about your plans for this podcast. You know, where does this go in the future?
Yeah. Ben, you want to?
So The Weekly Noodle is a bite-sized serving of our music, and we usually are featuring one song, and I was a 90s kid, pretty much, and pop-up video, or watch a lot of VH1 and Behind the Music, and this is sort of like a inside the studio, inside the mind of a songwriter, a producer, and so we break down the songs, one song at a time, the lyrics, you know, little recording tricks, just kind of really dig into it and get in there.
Yeah, we're kind of trying to do a record label for the modern age, which to some extent involves guessing what that's going to be because things change so quickly. The way music is released now is different. You know, the way it's consumed is different. And we're kind of, seems like, in the golden age of podcasts. So I think it was Ben and Dave maybe that first floated the idea of a podcast, and it just seemed to make sense. The usual format, like Ben touched on, will be to pick a different Spaghetti Records artist each week, pick one of their songs, and kind of dissect it and talk about that song. So obviously, we're switching gears a little bit today, just in that we're kind of talking about the label in general. We'll get into some music too, but and we kind of joked about the Octopus earlier, but in addition to just releasing music, it is going to be digital because it seems that's the streaming is the format of the day. But also the podcast, and we're also going to be releasing some video content, music videos and that sort of thing. So we're hoping to have kind of a multimedia sort of presence with Spaghetti Records.
Great. So go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say the real reason we started this podcast is I just wanted to hear Bill's voice more often. It's just this beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
His natural speaking voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I was going to ask you about, you know, other media that you might want to take this to, you know, besides music and podcasts. You mentioned, you know, maybe music videos, which is, you know, a little bit different. But any other plans, you know, YouTube and Twitch being big things? Is that something that's on you guys' radar? Or?
We're all pretty much crotchety old men. Dave's probably the hippest of us all. So I don't know. I've heard of YouTube.
I think now we might. I hadn't considered it before, but see, this is why it's good to
so
branch
Twitch
out.
Yeah, Twitch is something new. How does that work? I'm still trying to figure that out. I haven't been on it. I've just heard of it.
That's what I do about noon after I've had 7 cups of coffee. That's
just start twitching. Yeah. Well,
that'll be a little pop-up on one of our podcasts about, you know, during the recording of this song Ben and Andrew consumed over 9 gallons of coffee during whatever. See, that'll be like fun little facts that
look at them Twitch.
Look at them Twitch.
That's I think that's how you get the single stick drum roll, actually, is 9 pots of coffee. Start doing that. Fantastics. So I want to bring it back around to something that Bill was talking about a little bit, which is, you know, how music is released and consumed these days has changed a lot. You know, I also grew up in the 90s, big 90s alternative rock fan, and obviously the music of the 60s and 70s and 80s. And I think, you know, up through the 90s, we were all talking about albums. It was the new album that came out from this band that I already knew and loved, and it was all about discovering albums. And it seems like singles and 5-song EPs are kind of the name of the game on Spotify. You know, it's all about you know, just always having something coming out. How do you guys approach that? I think, you know, as a set of people with diverse musical instruments who are producing a lot of different types of music, do you feel like this is a, you know, benefit to you guys now as you try to do something with maybe a little bit more variety behind it? Or do you, I don't know, how do you see the landscape now?
I think it is beneficial, and we will be releasing some full lengths, but probably much more often singles, 2-song singles. I mean, two songs used to be called a single, right? And EPs and that kind of thing. And it's conducive to what we're trying to do, because one thing we want to do is have new content every week. We want to be putting something out every week so it doesn't stagnate. And that's much easier to do when you're releasing podcasts and you're releasing singles and you're, you know, of course we can't release an album every week. So putting out singles, and shorter releases is I think conducive to what we're trying to do.
Yeah. And it does fit in with the variety, like you mentioned, Melissa, cause we have, gosh, you guys can help me out, but we have, I mean, Surf, singer songwriter,
outlaw country,
children's music, funk rock,
garage rock, psychedelic,
kind of ska reggae influenced music on there.
It's diverse. It's a diverse.
Oh, yeah, electronic a little bit more recently. Yeah. So,
and being able to release something every week is, you know, that's how you, in our culture of like just complete ADD, where, you know, something happens one week and it's, and then you're forgotten about the next week. It's good to have that constant reminder, but also too, I don't think to discount, cause I love albums and all that, to discount doesn't mean that things can't come from a similar project and eventually be kind of put together into an album. You know, you can have stuff come from a similar train of thought and make it turn into an album. But
yeah, I think we have just, like, the musical Voltron where you just collect each and then they all come together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Put that in the band name file as well. Musical Voltron. I like that.
Yeah. We'll just start collecting a list of cool comparisons like that. It's Musical Voltron. It's the Gorillas without cartoons. It's, I don't know, you know, it's whatever. Very, very cool. So, you know, we're starting to get into the music here, and you mentioned all these different genres that you have covered in your current plans for the label. So tell us about some of the artists that you guys are working with or developing, or the music that you're working on. What's going on there?
Sure. Well, we're all members of the Dwellers. We have a band comprised of the four of us, and it's a surf rock band. Definitely, you know, touches on kind of the classic Dick Dale surf rock sound, but then incorporates the fact that, like Ben said, we're children of the 90s, you know, so it doesn't, some other genres are kind of, it's modernized a little bit from just being, you know, vintage, authentic surf rock or whatever you want to call it. And then we have our own individual projects that we work on, you know. So recently we've been working on some of Dave's music, which is kind of like electro groove a little bit. There's, you know, Ben makes singer-songwriter music, as do I. Andrew's got a lot of kind of garage rock stuff going. So it's an outlet for all of our various projects, you know, in addition to other people that we've brought in.
All right, so you mentioned the Dwellers. I've actually heard a little bit of this music, so I'm personally really excited to hear more of this. But can we hear something by the Dwellers? What can we hear?
Dave, what do you want? What should we play? Which one?
I think you should play Tidebreaker.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's a cool name.
I like that.
For a presumably pretty cool song. So with that, let's take a quick listen to Tidebreaker by the Dwellers, soon to be released on Spaghetti Records. All right, very cool. I'm a big fan of the sound you guys are going for, and you know, it's a lot of fun. I think it's just a cool style of music that hasn't been in the public consciousness for a while, and I think you guys are doing something really fun with that. So that's awesome and super exciting to hear.
Thank you.
Obviously, a lot of the projects that you guys have talked about involve the four of you. Do you have any other projects that you're working on that involve maybe some other super creative folks that we all don't know about yet and probably should?
Well, we met this group of guys.
That's a wrap for this week. Thanks for tuning in to The Weekly Noodle, the official podcast of Spaghetti Records. Join us next week when we're going to continue this conversation with the founders of Spaghetti Records and learn a little bit more about their plans for the future and hopefully hear a little bit more music. See you then. Keep it saucy, noodleheads. Man, that was not good. I had heard some other stuff, and frankly, way more impressive.
We appreciate your honesty. Yeah,
maybe. My mom likes it.
Next time you come on the show, bring a better
it's
clip.
Not the only thing your mom likes.
Maybe run it by your PR people first. We're not doing that again. The Weekly Noodle is the official podcast of Spaghetti Records. All audio materials herein are hereby property of Spaghetti Records and relevant subsidiary parties. Trademark, copyright, secret recipe. Unauthorized duplication of authorized noodles is uncouth, rude, and generally frowned upon. The Weekly Noodle is made possible through listeners like you.